Good morning and welcome to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Saperston Asset Management, securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York, member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB, and an RIA. I'm Peter Greco.
Good morning, Peter. David Brownstein, how are you?
Okay, on this Saturday, March 14th, 2020, it's 10:05 in the morning. We always say that because the show is rebroadcast on this station, ESPN 1520 AM out of Buffalo, New York, at midnight, unless there's a sporting event, of which there may not be any sporting events for a while, right?
But unless there aren't any.
Yeah, I know.
NASCAR, but yeah. There's no,
yeah, no,
no
audience.
No audience, yeah.
But anyway, normally when there's a sporting event, we are on after the sporting event. Also, the show is available every week, Saturday morning from 10 to 11 a.m., live streaming. If you go to our website, saperston.com, that's S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says live streaming, and you're all set up. Also at the website, all of our shows are archived. So if you go to the Dollar Doctor tab that says chat and archives, click on archives, and you can get all of the shows. If you miss a show, you want to replay a show, they're available there. Then finally, last but not least, every week there's a free economic report available from Stone and McCarthy.
I just didn't get it this week. They didn't really talk about much market action at all.
Really?
Which they don't normally do, but it just seemed... It seemed like what the rest of the market is sort of blasé, although the action has been historic, volatile. Mm-hmm. But
you're tongue tied.
I read it this morning.
Unusual.
I didn't get a chance to read it twice, but I don't know.
They talked anyway.
About economic indicators of it's difficult because of the virus and the shutdown. It's not going to show up for a month or two.
But, exactly. Yeah. But you know, the free economic reports there every week. It's concise, usually understandable.
It's understandable.
They are economists. They will have some of their opinions there. As we know, our opinion's anybody's opinion. Sometimes you're right, sometimes you're wrong.
Really?
It's the way, hard to believe, right?
Especially you. You're
right now,
right.
Give us a call. Phone lines are wide open, 803-1520, or toll free, 800-879-7541. And it's the best time to give us a call because it's very easy to get in early in the show. Sometimes things can get jammed up a little bit late in the show. Also, if for some reason you don't want to call us and you'd rather use our chat box, there is a chat box available. If you go to the website, saperston.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives, and there'll be a chat box. You go to the bottom of the page. You can type in a question, type in a symbol. And if you do type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it.
Can I say something?
No.
Okay. I will anyway. So just so we know, so top of the show, pandemic. Right. Pandemic has got nothing to do with how many people die, how many people have it. It's based on the amount of countries that it's in.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
And then I was listening to a person, in the medical field this morning.
Okay.
Who said, believe it or not, for what it's worth, 47% of all Americans will get it. 47%.
And 46 won't know they have it.
That's right. Exactly. So anyway, right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541, or use the chat box at saperston.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. Go to the bottom of the page, type a question, type a symbol, and if you do type a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it. We're going to go first to Pete in East Aurora. Good morning.
Morning. Hi, David.
Good morning, sir.
Morning. Question for you. Have you heard anything about any money market funds that may or may not be in trouble?
Not at the moment.
No,
but,
I haven't heard anything either.
But people are expecting a 100 basis point cut this week from the Fed down to zero. I don't know what effect that'll have. At the moment, I haven't heard anything.
I would think with interest rates, Pete, having been so long, so low for so long, and after the financial crisis in 89 that these money market funds are in better shape. It's not like this was a surprise. This has been...
I would hope so.
Yeah, I haven't heard that.
I can't speak for that.
Right, you know, and there could be so much other news going on that we haven't heard it.
Well, the ones that I have two, and they only invest in treasuries.
Okay.
And it would seem to me if we do get another rate cut that they would be holding stuff that's worth a lot more than it was or will be. It'll be worth a lot more in the future.
They're short term. They're short. No, it's not logical because they're short term instruments. So, right?
I'm not so sure how short they are. It's
okay,
a mixture
me either.
Of short and medium.
It's hard to say. It depends what they're invested in. You know, the 10-year Treasury yield hit, 0.3 or something?
No, 0.4.
0.4.
Yeah, under
although
half. Now
on TV, the guys
one.
Who are knowledgeable said 0.3. But anyway,
okay.
Whatever.
Then you're right.
Right. Intraday.
First time for everything.
Intraday. You know.
It could have been, yeah.
And so you don't know. Yeah.
But a money market, in essence, is a short-term instrument. So
right.
That's,
yeah.
I'm just saying.
Oh, I understand that. They still seem to be paying 2%.
Well, it's not going to pay for long. I mean, Bank on Buffalo, which I've mentioned on the show before, started with day-to-day savings accounts, not term accounts or anything, at 2%. They dropped to 1.8. They just dropped to 1 about a week and a half ago and expect them to go lower. So there's a case of them not being able to pay. Not going out of business or anything, but they just can't pay that higher rate.
No, I would think that it'll go down as they have to turn over the treasuries that they're holding.
Well, yeah, a bank and a savings account, Pete, is different than a money market. So a bank might be able to pay a higher rate of return because they're doing mortgages that could be 30 years or credit cards or other things like that. Whereas a money market, depending on the definition of what they're able to invest in, historically is short-term instruments. You know, they're not, in most cases, going to go out there and hedge their investments in that or in order to bolster the income. As Peter loves
to say.
As
I always love to say, anyway.
When he wants to change
So we don't know right now. We haven't heard of anything. We'll have to see what happens, see whether the Fed cuts rates by 100 basis points down the Fed funds 0 to 0.25 and see what happens.
Right.
Yeah.
I just think it'd be historic.
Well, I was just curious.
But I kind of agree with him. I would hope after the last event that they've anticipated the possibility again and have taken appropriate measures. We shall see.
Yeah, we shall see. All right. I thank you.
Okay. Thank you for calling. Okay. Right now, phone lines are wide open. Give us a call. 803-1520. Toll free. 800-879-7541.
You know what we haven't heard?
What?
Which we... heard in these other trading things. We haven't heard of the rebel trader working for one of the big firms that, you know, was out there
buying long this
and got caught in a currency.
Remember? What are you saying? You're expecting that to happen?
No,
again?
Just haven't heard it. Maybe the firewalls are there that it's not happening.
Well, I've been telling people, though, is there are so many complicated interrelationships out there that nobody knows, okay, what's tied to what and so forth. You don't know. You can't make any judgments on it. I mean, I don't know how everything's tied together.
We need music on the show.
Yeah, well,
so there should be like a impending doom, the shark music.
It's not doom. It's saying you don't know all in the relationship. So anybody talking or talking out of the wrong end of their body.
Come
right?
on. It's almost St.
But
Patrick's
anyway,
Day. Let's be
happy
we'll
for go. Yeah. Anyway, we're going to go to Doug in Amherst. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing? I know it's been a wild swing in the market, just putting it mildly. I mean, I've never seen radical down 1,000, down 1,500, 1,800, up almost 2,000. It's unreal.
It is unreal. I can't argue that
we
at
can't,
all.
Yeah, but I keep on thinking long term. One thing to settle down, this will rebound. This is the way I look at it.
Eventually it will.
Yeah.
You know, it just depends for different people, how old they are, what financial position they're
somebody
in.
Somebody that's just ready to take their retirement
and convert their
pension.
They have to be more concerned than somebody who's got longer term.
Well,
you know.
It's one thing you brought up. I just retired first in the month.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
And I had 48 years at a General Motors plant.
Okay.
So it's a heck of a long time.
Yes, sir.
And I always been playing the stock market for a good 25 almost 30 years. Mm-hmm. It was seven digits that was in there right now.
Good. God bless you. That's good.
It's, like I say, and I still have things sitting on some pile of cash. But the couple of questions I was looking at, one of Rebound, a couple of stocks I was looking at, is one was Pfizer, and the other one was D.F. Hutton, Home Builders, and then Drugs Company, because sooner or later somebody's going to crack the code to get that vaccine. You know,
It's not like curing cancer, Doug, so right. It's pretty simple.
It's going to take a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because, like, for me, I'm a cancer donator because I do the platelets and plasma for cancer leukemia, and I did it over 300 times already.
No, that's so great.
So what I'm looking at, how long do you think the market will before the rebound? Maybe six months or something like that?
Oh, it's hard to say, really.
I think it's going to be shorter term, I'm always the optimist.
Yeah, so. Well, I have to admit that, this decline has been the most in the shortest period of time.
Yeah.
Okay. And things happen a lot quicker. It's, and it may be.
The upside and the downside. Downside exactly. Always is quick.
Well, it's always quicker.
This is more violent.
No, but I'm talking about, you just had the market down at 20-some-odd percent?
Mm-hmm.
Before the rally, So you were.
Yeah, it ended the bull market, they said.
Right, yeah. But the thing is that what happens now is that everything does happen faster, upside, downside, whatever,
I even have a couple of stocks that's still up over $100 since I bought it.
Yep.
And it's unreal, but they always pay the nice, sweet dividend. I don't need the money, so I just keep accumulating dividends. And when it gets high enough, maybe I'll look at something, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but, you cannot tell, I think things do happen faster, you're not necessarily going to have like the 2-year decline you had
in 2000
and 2007-2008.
Right.
But when it will end, I don't know. Maybe it did end. You have no way of knowing, really.
I liked
the move on Friday.
Right.
But I don't like the move on Friday, so we got to, like anything else, got to see what Monday brings.
Yeah, I know. It's usually when anything goes up that high, that quick, on one day, usually the next day they...
This is not usual times. I hate to tell you, but
that.
Wednesday, the Fed meets Tuesday and Wednesday, so we'll have that decision.
And it depends what people, want to grab onto. Obviously, what the president came out with at 3 o'clock, people grabbed onto that. The shorts covered.
Mm-hmm.
Then... I think after the market closed, they reached agreement, with the House bill.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they passed the House bill. That'll mm-hmm. probably go through the Senate,
Right.
And people, depends, they may grab on to that, Then mm-hmm. at the other point, if you want to be negative about it, you're going to say, well, what else are they going to do now?
Yeah, I know. Because they can't cut the prime rate much lower,
The prime rate, they didn't cut it.
No,
but you know what?
I wish they would, because interest rates on credit cards are not going down.
Yeah, the banks do the prime rate.
I can't believe some of the credit card things, you're talking 18 or 20%.
The banks won't cut the prime rate.
Right.
Somebody should be on top of them for that,
Yeah. But I tell people, it sounds stupid, but this couldn't have happened at a better time economically for the United States.
Uh-huh.
The economy is strong. There's a lot of cash. People are working. Not that we wanted it to happen, but history will look upon this as if there couldn't have been a better time for this to happen. So.
Oh, yeah. And that's why I was looking at that building stock, D.F. Horton, because I figured people got to be, with the mortgage rates being low as it is, encourage the builders to build on speculation, and if they get, even with just starter homes, not the high-end homes, but you got young people nowadays, they want to buy a house, not a just rent an apartment, and have somebody else pay them, get the money, rather than build up equity. Hello?
You left us speechless.
Yeah.
Well, there's so many things with the real estate.
But I would say one thing, not to frighten you, but I would be protecting your money.
Oh, yeah, I do. I still got a bunch of money set aside, like I say. And if, and everything's paid off for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a very good pension coming in with other things too.
No, well, that's
but
good.
what you're trying to do is catch a falling knife.
Yeah.
I mean, you're trying, you know, and there are so many, Peter, so many of the prognosticators that are saying this is not going to be a V recovery. It's not going to be a V. So that leads me to believe that it probably will be a V recovery, but you're catching a falling
knife.
Yeah,
but the other side of the coin, I got so many people, well, we've seen this before.
Right.
You shouldn't panic. You should be buying and so forth and so on.
Well, you dip your toe.
Are they? Everybody's saying that. Yeah. Everybody's saying that.
Yeah.
So who knows who's right?
Because I remember back in '87, and they were like that too. That's when I first started getting into it, and I get on the low side, and then build up a very good, respectable client, you know, basis on it, and things are everything looking good. Like your tech stocks, like Microsoft and Apple, Oracle, Cisco, Home Depot, things like stocks like that, and it's unreal.
No question. And the people like 87, you can't compare it to 87.
October 20th, 1987. My wife reminded me last night because our kids were talking around the dinner table. And I said, yeah, it was sometime in October the 11th. No, it was your mother's birthday. It was the 20th. Remember, you forgot to call your mother. It was her birthday.
So. Yeah, but see, in 87, interest rates were raised to a ridiculously high level.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so once they cut rates, that was important because that changed the market.
October 20th, 1987 happened because there was a high-yield bond deal that didn't get funded. That's what broke the market, and the market was down 20%.
There were a lot of things that broke. We can argue about what broke the market.
Well, it's a one-way argument.
The thing that finally broke the market was a stupid move by the Secretary of the Treasury with the dollar. Okay, but anyway, we can argue those things, but it was the interest rates were so high that once they cut it, now what are they going to do with interest rates? Make them minus 10? I don't know.
No.
But anyway.
Well, that's what I appreciate your input.
Right.
Because, like I say, I'm just starting out now. Just trying to enjoy the fruits of my labor. And
you should,
do some more traveling where you can go as many times as you can go someplace before you can't go. And then you wish you would have done this and that. Like Alaska and Hawaii is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Grand Canyon is fantastic. Cruises, I don't know if you want to take them now, but wait a while.
Well, you've put yourself in good position, and I'm glad, you know.
Hopefully you didn't plan your retirement
to
hockey games throughout the country. And
no,
the basketball.
I can say, too, hockey, baseball, football. I am a sports fan, but it's kind of weird, too. Everything got suspended. But you're talking short term, you know what I mean? And especially when now with football season, go see what the NFL is going to do with the draft that's coming up in Las Vegas. How are they going to get a handle on that? Because be a lot of people who want to go down to the draft to see who gets drafted in Las Vegas, and then the football season pretty soon be preseason camp and football season again too, because we're a football town.
Then it's Christmas and it's Easter again. Oh, we didn't hit Easter yet.
Yeah, we'll just have to see how everything plays out.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for your information.
It.
I do appreciate it.
Right, thank you for
congratulations.
Calling. Okay, right now phone lines wide open 803-1520, toll free 800-879-7541. Or you can go to the chat box at our website, saperston.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says Chat and Archives. And at the bottom of the page, there's a little place to put in a question or a symbol. And if you put in the symbol, let us know what you're looking for.
Okay. We have stuff there.
So, you do? Okay.
Yeah. So Com Legend, whoever that may be, says, number one, Willard and Christina, thanks for looking out for my interests. Com Legend number two, potential buys for a mad money account. I don't know what that means. I can only assume. Virtually all have long tails down with uptrends of at least three boxes and sizable dividends. Peter, I hit enter by mistake. This is number three in the sequence. You ready? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight stocks.
Really? What is this, lightning round?
I guess.
Okay.
First one's Prudential, PRU.
Oh, that was...
5292
A client
close.
Called me early in the morning on Friday, and she said, buy me so many shares of Prudential to round my number up, because that stock's been very nice to me.
Mm-hmm.
And after she bought it, it went up 4 points.
Nice.
And that wasn't even after 3 o'clock. It was all day long it was going up. Anyway, we're looking at Prudential.
Shouldn't say anyway.
Anyway.
You're so bad.
Yep. Well,
Well, the financials were huge on Friday.
Yeah.
Because they had been so beaten up.
Boy, this thing, look how bad this has been beaten up. It was 106 last year, down to 47. Just amazing. Yeah, this is for an aggressive person.
Mad money, he says.
Yeah, and it is mad money. In other words, once you've had the reversal up from such a downtrend, but you'll notice that, you know, it hit 58, had a nice reversal up, so you could have set it then, okay? You had a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 box reversal. So you would have said, okay, I'm going to take a shot at this. And what you should have done was, as soon as it dropped below the recent low, which was 57, you would have been out of it, okay?
So he's asking now. We know what happened.
Well, same thing. Right now, it's the same thing. Is this just the same type of reversal? But for an aggressive person, you want to take a play on it. You've done your research into it. You feel comfortable. And you have to be out if it drops to 46.
Okay, next one. EPD closed at 1552.
This is, sounds like a bottom fisher here. EPD.
It's mad money.
Mad money.
Enterprise Products Partners, limited partnership, basic materials, technology? No, yeah, well, independent that, oil and gas.
Yeah, that one looks a little. Well, I mean, if it's an oil and gas, but I don't know totally what they do. Who knows? You know, that's
okay,
you'd have to research into it.
They're in
the oil service business, you know, and had a nice reversal up. And what I kind of like about this one is it kind of gave a false breakdown at 13.5. So I think this is a kind of interesting play. I hate to say that in the energy area, but once again, if you did buy it, you'd be out if it dropped to 13. If it's going to continue up, you have the potential up to the 18.5, 19 area.
All right, you want to do one more? He's got five after that. Wells Fargo, which should be similar to Pru.
Then we'll go back. Yeah, we'll go to Vic next, soon as we
WFC, Wells Fargo closed at $30.89.
So our parent company, we clear through. Once again, he's long tail down. Potential aggressive buy, a lot of room to the upside if it really turns around. You could buy it, and at least you're catching it with the three boxes. That's all it, you know. In other words, it wasn't a five box or a six box, so you have less risk to the downside. If you have to get out, you'd be out if it went to 27. But there's no real resistance on it until up in the lower 40s. You know, so. Might be a worthwhile play. Once again, you'd have to be out if it went to 27.
Okay.
Give us a call. Phone line's wide open, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. We're going to go to Vic in Amherst. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good. Thank you. How are you?
The best call from late last year, all these articles you read, everybody's prognostication for 2020 was our Barron's guy, Stephen Sears. He said, buy volatility.
Mm-hmm.
2020. Was that the call of all time or what?
Oh, sure. Exactly. No question.
I mean, come on. I mean, these stocks now, but I don't know how anybody would, like Dave, you said, you can't take full positions where we're at now. If you looked, I was looking the other day at Dow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Dow Chemical, DOW. I like the company. I remember a nice dividend. I wouldn't take more than 25% position.
Totally agree.
This is a sucker's bet, jumping in full now.
Exactly. You know, people are worried, though, like, oh, my God, you know, I caught
the
bottom.
Is it too late?
If I buy it and only put 25% in it, it takes off to the upside, right? So I'm going to miss all that. You know? It's ridiculous.
Exactly.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, what kind of odds would you give that they can't, in your lifetime, that they cancel the Masters and the NCAA tournament in 1 year? 200,000 to one?
Oh, yeah. Who could have predicted?
Any of this is just beyond imagination.
So I went to two doctors. I went to my doctor on Wednesday, just normal checkup, and I went to a specialist, a urologist that I see once a year on Thursday. They both said, and one is a female young, one is a male older, they both said that this is just so overdone. But that being said, Vic, today, with everybody knowing everything, you know, they have to err on the side of caution. Schools will be closed. The grammar schools, that's the next thing. They're going to close them. There's no doubt they're going to close them. And it's probably for a couple of weeks. Yeah.
Well, but, you know they can all say it's overdone. Maybe it is overdone.
Right, but they have to err on that side.
Yeah, but also it's affecting the financial markets in ways we don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
We don't know,
once again,
how everything's tied together.
It's life.
No idea. Yeah, it's life, but, you know, if the derivatives are involved in this again, who knows? Who knows, you know?
Yeah, I mean, Dave, you're a big Amazon guy. If one of your clients called up and said, I want to start a position, what would you recommend? A fifth? A third?
A third is what I've been telling people, Vic. Yeah, really? So if you wanted to buy 100 shares, buy 30. You know, I think it's a value. You know, I it was $2,100 5 weeks ago. So, you know, it's $1,785 on the close. It was up $100, $108 on Friday. I mean, a lot of action. But that's where you got to be cautious, because this could be just a dead cat bounce. There's a million terms. But, you know, you got to wait and see what Monday brings. But, yeah, I would, you know, dip my toe into anything.
Yeah, I was looking at ABBV.
Yeah.
Another one. I mean, look what that's come down for.
Yeah, Kramer said that's one of his five top buys. It was a couple nights ago. I just happened to catch it. I don't watch the show all the time. So.
Close. I mean, I read Barron's last week, and they got an article about following the week before's market correction. They gave 10 stocks this morning just for the heck of it. I punched them in a computer. They're all down another 20%.
Right.
I mean, the ones that they were touting to start nibbling on, they're lower than they were.
Well, that's why you nibble.
They're all in shock. All these money managers are in shock.
Yeah, AbbVie's like almost everybody's favorite that you could buy now, say, for some reason. Mm-hmm. You know, and right. I mean, they're a great company. Speaking of, how'd Halliburton work out?
I rolled, so I bought the clothes.
Mm-hmm.
It worked out terrible.
Yep.
I bought the clothes, I took it a loss, and I rolled it to October with it was, there were 15s, I rolled it to 13, and I'm even with it now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, what I did?
Yeah, you know what you're doing.
Well, I know what I'm doing. I mean, it's not, I did Schlumberger. I bought the clothes right away because... Here's what I found. They were April puts.
Mm-hmm.
If you wait, close to expiration date, you know what ends up happening? You end up finding the shares in your account.
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
And so I said, right now I'm buying the clothes. I'm going to roll. And then 2 months before October, if they're still underwater, I'm going to roll out another 4 months.
Mm-hmm. Look at it this way. Who would have believed? I told somebody they couldn't believe it either. I said, you realize Halliburton's around $6 a share?
I mean, so Schlumberger's even crazier.
Oh, it's amazing, isn't it? Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You know, but that's what you got to do. I mean, you got to anticipate. You got to buy the clothes, take a loss, roll out 4 months, and keep doing it. And maybe 3 years from now, it'll be, hey, that's the game, brother.
No, I agree. You know, but it's an example of trying to catch a falling knife, right?
But it's also something, Vic, that you pay attention to it.
Oh, he knows. He follows one approach, and he knows what he's doing.
Right.
You know.
So a lot of people.
I took a shot the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you, I took a shot. You're going to laugh when I tell you this. A Live Nation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Live Nation. They do all the concerts.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Cuban comes on CNBC.
Yes. Right.
He said, I just bought the thing I bought some Live Nation. Victor went on his computer. I looked at the, and now it was $34 a share, right?
Okay.
Okay. I looked at the closest option, which is next Friday, the 20 puts. What were they selling for?
I don't know. The 20
put? I'll tell you what they were selling
for. Go ahead.
$253.
Okay.
I bought 10 of. I sold 10 of them. $25.30 in the account. Okay.
Okay.
I got a week to go. We got to mark it up. It's now at 39. I'm looking pretty good.
Wait a minute. Live Nation.
Live Nation.
Close to $42.85.
Okay. I got the 20 puts. I collected 253 and premium times 10.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, with the volatility, the premiums are unbelievable.
253, I got 10 of them in the account expiring in 5 days. Do
Beautiful.
I like that or what?
I would love that. You're kidding me?
Okay. But you gotta be nimble. You don't want Halliburton put to you at 15 when it's at 7.
Right. Oh, yeah. No question.
You got to sell a month of time, take the hit, and then roll out 4 months at 13.
Yep.
I'll do this forever.
I have a feeling you will.
All right. Guys,
take care. Thanks for calling. Appreciate
have
it very
much. Have a good
much. Weekend. Okay. We're going to take a quick one-minute break. We'll be right back.
You are listening to The Dollar Doctors every Saturday morning live from 10 to 11. Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco of Saperstein Asset Management answer your questions about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The Dollar Doctors are heard live every Saturday morning on ESPN 1520 Buffalo. Their shows are also available 24/7 at saperstein.com. Years of previous shows are available there. The Dollar Doctors shows also rebroadcast Saturday night at midnight. If you'd like to have Saperstein Asset Management evaluate your portfolio and discuss management services, you can contact Willard or Peter by calling in Buffalo 854-7541 or toll-free 800-879-7541. Again, in Buffalo, 854-7541, toll-free 800-879-7541. Now back to the Dollar Doctors.
Welcome back to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management, securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. Right now, phone lines wide open. Give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541, or go to our website, saperstein.com. There's a chat box there. You click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. Go to the bottom of the page, type in a question, type in a symbol. And if you type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it.
Dominion Energy.
D?
7829. D, another one that was on Cramer's list of five. Electric utility. Yeah. I don't like utilities, so I just
don't. I know you just don't like utilities.
I don't like them, especially with
interest
rates so low.
This one rebounded tremendously. I mean, you know, in other words, the ideal buy point would have been as soon as you had the three-box reversal at 73.
Right, it was up 10% on Friday.
Yeah, and you had a big jump up. You're now in heavy resistance. The only problem with it is that if it turns out it was a dead cat bounce, your stop would be so low because it had such a big rebound. So I'd let the dust settle a little bit on this one because it's okay. in kind of heavy resistance in the 79.80 area.
Close at 46, or big sales looking at something.
Yeah, okay.
Close at 78.29.
Yeah, it's right in the resistance area. So you might have a better opportunity on this.
How about Blackstone, BX, 46.72 on the close. Similar, I think, to our Wells Fargo and Pru.
BX. Blackstone. The same type of thing. You know, you reversed way more than the three boxes, so the ideal buy point would have been 41.
Okay. Qualcomm?
So your stop would have been at, you know, 37. You're going to take a 37 stop right now. So, you know, once again, I'd kind of sit back a little. You know, it depends on whether this person's a trader or an investor,
right?
You know, because you don't know if the market keeps rallying, this could move up to 50, I guess, you know, where there would be significant resistance.
Right. Qualcomm, just to get a technical taste, 75.81 on the close, was up 13.12% on Friday after being demolished.
Yeah. I mean, same story. You know, the ideal buy point was 70. If I look at it, the 200 days at 80, where to close? Yeah. So, you know,
75,
yeah, it would have to get above the 200-day to, you know, have some indication that a bullish trend is back in force, and that 200 days at 80, so maybe above 80, or if you think it's a good buy now because you've done the research and you think it's going to break through the 80 area, you know, and if it did that, you know, you could potentially go to the mid-80s or high 80s. But, you know, under the 200, I'd kind of sit back right now.
Right. And you should, anything you're buying today should be a piece. Two quick ones. CVX, Chevron.
Well,
83.42.
There's some talk whether a lot of these companies are going to be cutting their dividends or not.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly people saw with Occidental Petroleum. You know, Chevron was always believed to be one of the strongest positioned
right.
companies. But, you know, it's had a tremendous rebound again, you know. All of these, next resistance would be 86 on it.
Close at 83.42.
Right. And the 200 days way up there, so you're not going to wait for that. 116, you're so
6.2% dividend. And yeah. the other one he asked about, last one, is TOT, which is another oil and gas. 31.22 on the close.
Well, that one hasn't even reversed.
Right.
So, you know, this would have to go up to 32 to give you an aggressive buy with a stop at 28.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
We are going to go. No, I guess what? Do we have a couple more or are we done?
Got a couple more. Okay. Somebody asked about Amazon, but let's just say, you know, another one you just got to dip your toe in. Somebody asked about M&T, Pete. M&T is the same as we talked about Prudential and the other ones. Well, somebody wants to know if this was a bottom.
Well, you're going, why are you going through the stocks so quick? Relax.
Well, they're pretty much the same.
Relax. They're pretty much the same. Jesus.
Go ahead.
I'm done. M&T, once again, you know, it reversed the possible aggressive buy, you know, but you would potentially be out of it at 100 if you want to buy it. Or, as we say, reevaluate it at that point. You know, all of these, you know, if this market's going to reverse, there's a lot of room to the upside, no question about it. So if you're willing to take a small position, then your strategy could be either averaging down if it breaks through, or you say if it goes below 100, I reevaluate it and decide whether I want to buy more, I want to get out. You have to make a decision based on that.
Closed at 112.75.
Yep. Okay. We're going to go to the phones right now, believe it or not. We're going to go to Dreamer. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
What happened to gold?
It actually rebounded a little.
Well, I thought it closed down $60 on Friday.
Oh, I think it was more than that.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not worried about gold. The silver and platinum are a great opportunity. Anyways, I called to give you a couple of fun facts.
Okay.
Okay, the CDC were advertising to hire quarantine specialists as early as November.
As early.
You said they were.
They may still be. I don't know. It's right on their website. And they also hold 50 patents for vaccinations.
Okay.
So my guess is this is all about money, not health.
I knew you were going to come up for a reason.
And now here's another fun fact. How many people do you think die on Earth daily?
Tons.
Lots.
I know you don't know. But
no, no.
It's 150,000 plus.
Wow.
And two-thirds of them are elderly.
That's
that
hard.
Would make sense.
That's hard to believe. Yeah.
Well, it's a big planet.
Oh, yeah, no question about it.
Well,
but,
I'll,
you know,
with approximately two times that amount of births per day.
Well, I understand all of that. But, you know, if you're older, do you want to take the risk? Right?
Peter, I am old.
Yeah, well, I know you are. You know, what I couldn't believe was there was the head of the health department in New York City, which is stupid city, you know. But anyway, but at any rate, he said they were talking about the effects and so forth. And he somehow, you know, he mentioned Chinatown's been devastated. And know what he says? That's because of prejudice.
It's racist.
Okay.
I said, leave me. That's New York City for you, okay?
So well,
the idea is that they're not going there because they're Asian and China. And,
right, yeah,
and
which not, is, I mean, which is ridiculous.
Well, that's pretty sick.
If that is sick. I mean, that's New York City is pretty sick. But anyway, go ahead.
Anyways.
You said anyway. Did you hear that?
Palladium took off.
Did it really?
Fill in the blank.
Boy.
Well, I'll tell you, with the action in gold, it just leads me to believe that this is not going to be a long downturn in the market. I would think if this was more serious, that gold would be $1,800.
Well, not talking about long downturn, but what about downside? Could this be a 50% pullback?
In gold?
In gold you're talking about. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Gold will go back, but it had to sell off. People had to make their money.
Well, they had to do that. They had to.
Well, I'm still holding true to the end of the year. It'll be 1600. Now it's been 1600 several times.
Yeah.
But I said closing, so we'll wait and see.
You know, as I said before, the thing that happens, you don't know what other things people were in, and underneath the surface, things could have really been collapsing in whatever they were in.
Yeah, we haven't heard about margin calls.
Right. I know. Therefore, you take your profits in gold to cover the other things. You know?
Same thing with Bitcoin. Bitcoin was down 30% or 40% over a period of a couple of days.
Well, it costs about $6,000 in electricity to mine one. And I think they're under six right now, aren't they?
Yeah, last I saw it was 5,700. That's against the Green New Deal, isn't it?
Well, you know what they can do with that.
Well, yeah, we can't say it on the air, but
no, I'm being polite.
I know.
I don't want to be blipped.
Well, you have less of the candidates taking private jets now because there's only two of the majors. So, yeah.
Well, because they're afraid.
Well, there's only two left.
Right.
There's two? Is that what they are, two? I mean, why don't we just go for the 80-year-olds? Anyways, guys, silver and platinum, that's where I'm at.
We'll remember that, and we'll keep an eye on both of those.
I've been buying my favorite stock all the way down.
Okay.
Because it's probably undervalued by 30 or 40%.
I'm sure you're right.
Well, I got to be right, Peter. Right. I'm old, you know.
Yeah, I know. You don't have that much time to be wrong.
Yeah, as long as you're right with important things, at least 51% of the time.
That's what matters.
Hey, good talking to you guys.
You too. Thanks
for
calling.
All right, have a good weekend.
Right now, phone lines wide open, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. Don in Florida, good morning. Thanks for waiting.
Hi, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Well, at least I have some warm weather.
there's a positive there.
Yes, it is. Right off the top, what's the deal with toilet paper? why is everybody running out buying toilet paper? It's crazy.
Apparently, Don, and I don't know this, but I'm thinking millennials and people, whatever the next group above that, don't buy toilet paper more than once a week. And so they're thinking that if they have to be home because they're quarantined, or in the case of parents of kids in school, they need toilet paper. But I can't tell you, we're laughing, but the last 3-4 days, if I'm at a store, whether it was a dollar store or a BJ's or a Wegmans, that's what they're buying is toilet paper. And I almost went, on the way to work today, the way into the show today, I almost went to BJ, even though I have some. And I shop for my mom, who's 95. I was going to go and I said, the car almost went in there. I said, I think I should go buy toilet paper. But it's just, I think it's that people that, you know, maybe buy it once a week, or maybe they go to convenience stores and buy it twice a week. I don't only buy a roll.
It's also like if I don't get it now, there won't be any, you know, even if I use only one roll a week.
It reminds me of like when there's a blizzard in Buffalo.
Right, exactly.
Everybody cleans everything out in the stores. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I went to a Tops and a Wegmans over the last couple of days. I forgot what I was looking for, but... soups gone. I was looking for, because we have fish fries on Friday, I was looking for tartar sauce and cocktail sauce gone in the supermarket. I couldn't even get into a Dash's. I mean it was too crowded.
So. It's great for them. They're making a lot of money, I guess. We've lost a lot of money. I mean, everybody's down that I know, and I trimmed a lot of positions, and it's still hurts, still stings.
Oh, no question.
20% down in the whole portfolio when you look at the numbers. I mean, those 2 days this week, we had 2,400 down and 1,400 the day before. I mean, that's 4,000 points, you know, and And at the end of the day, Friday, at least they're finally going to test everybody. And I think that's going to take a lot of the panic out of the U.S. because one of the things that upset me was I look on TV and Germany has these drive-thrus where you buy a Whopper and get a swab, you know, why don't we have that for people that want to, you know, that have some.
Well, they are setting those up. They are setting them up.
Finally. We should have been the leader in this stuff. They're finally setting it up. Well, that's going to calm people down. It'll calm me down because, you know, if I'm, you know, I'm 68 years old, you know, I'm down here, I've gone to Disney. You know, if I get some symptoms, I want to be able to go up to a drive-through thing and, okay, do I have it? Do I not have it? You know, whatever.
So why does it take 7 years to get a drug approved in the United States and a year in Canada or a year in Great Britain or Germany? Same thing. It's regulations, it's procedures, and the idea, the theory and all that is very good. It's to protect us.
But part of the problem is that a significant number of people who have it will not have any symptoms at all.
Right. Somebody's asked a question saying that if we say so many people get it, 1% death rate, we're going to 21. Yeah. Well, as they test for it and they find out, that death rate drops dramatically. So it's not 1%. And in Italy, in northern Italy, Peter knows this, being Italian, I'm half Italian, we know northern Italy's a lot of old people. I mean, it just depends on the demographics. But this
is
the idea.
It always comes down to you. You know, I don't care about all the numbers, right?
It's like politics is local.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Not in my
backyard. Like you, right? We're older and, you know, hey, you have to think about it, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm luckily I'm down in the sunshine, but everything's closed down here now.
Yep.
You know, Universal, Disney, SeaWorld, everything, you know. So
give you an opportunity to catch up on reading and Netflix. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
Yeah. I know. The one stock that I said when they closed Disney, the day they closed, I was going to buy it. And the day they closed was, and it dropped to 92, and I didn't buy it, and it finished up at 102. But that's the stock that I think, well, if you want one that's going to rebound the fastest, I think Disney will be the one.
Mm-hmm. Could very well be.
They really don't have anything. Banks, M&T Bank, they're getting, oh, my God, destroyed. Prudential. I mean, it was over 100, and it's under, what did you say, it was 46?
Well, it got as low as 47. I think it closed at 52 or so, somewhere in that area.
That's
50% hit,
A haircut. I mean, they don't have a chance because, I mean, they have a chance, but all their policies are paid with a 3% dividend.
Well, I don't hear anybody talking about with interest rates going back the way they are, there's going to be a lot of pension funds, a lot of cities and so forth. It's going to come back up again, you know.
Yeah, I think that their pension funds, they've been buying a lot of pension funds from companies.
Mm-hmm.
For them. Yep. And now they got to cover that. And how can they do it when the treasuries, you know, you're going to get negative interest rates or 0%.
Yeah,
well, that's a big part of every company's pension fund has a lot of treasuries in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's a lot of trouble
in
the financial section.
No question.
Don't let anybody, you know, this happened now is not good.
I think people are trying to minimize this, but which is nice, I guess. But
this too shall pass. Okay?
Eventually, it'll pass. It just depends upon
banks and the insurance companies have been able to make money, Pete, over the last 10 years when things were bad.
No, I agree. It will pass. Right. But some people can be tremendously damaged in this. Okay, especially people planning on retirement or in retirement that don't have the amount of money that other person who called us this morning has, right?
Yeah.
They could get terribly destroyed, okay?
Yes, I know the friend of mine works for M&T Bank. He has a ton of stock, you know, and he's like a year away from retirement.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's got chop, you know.
There's opportunities for people who have a lot of years ahead of them. You know,
I tell my kids, and this is what people should know. In 87, the market dropped 25% in 2 days.
Right, yeah.
Right? Now, if you look at a 30-year chart and you look at 1987, it's a little tiny blip.
It's a blip, yeah.
A little. You can hardly even see it. It's
I agree.
Small.
I mean,
so if people have 30 years to work with the 401ks, just don't, you know, I tell my kids all the time, they call me, should I do anything? I said, no, you got 30 years to go.
Right. Plus the difference, though, in 87, not to throw fuel on the fire, there weren't as many people involved in the market as there are today.
That's true. That's true.
So it's but you're right. Yeah, it was a blip. And that's why I said this is going to pass.
Yeah,
and the poor
pass.
Person that works for M&T, that's got their money, they hopefully can afford to wait, as opposed to the person that worked for was the one company, the oil company, the guy went to zero, went out of business. M&T's not going out of business.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. So,
yeah,
but it's that type of thing. I mean, you know, you have to figure out where you are in your life and so forth, you know. And like I tell some people, you know, you can step aside and just wait until the dust settles, you know. There's too many people worried about missing out on the upside, you know.
Well, maybe.
Well, we all talk about that, but it's not easy. That's why we tell people put in 10%, a third.
Well, I had a client call me, and she cut back, and she said, I'm going to cut back here and there. And then she says, well, what do we put it in?
Right.
I said, nothing. Yeah. You just sit there and wait until the dust settles, you know.
Right. Yeah, we don't really know. My key that I'm looking at right now is Italy. They've quarantined that country before we've started our shutdown of events. So when they turn, or if their rate, I watch their numbers specifically now, because supposedly China has turned. You know, I mean, even Trump.
Well, that's supposedly
right. You can't believe those figures.
Yeah,
but I think Italy's numbers are for real.
Oh yeah,
at least I do.
I would think so.
So when I see that. Because they're really skyrocketing, and I expect if they start testing in the U.S., our numbers are going to skyrocket because of the same thing. They have done hardly any testing in the United States.
Oh, no question.
To this point.
I mean, can you really believe the low number so far in New York City?
No, not at all.
You got to have people that have symptoms that know they have something. There's a lot of people that are going to have this that don't know they have it.
So.
Yeah, I have two daughters that are in the medical field. One's a nurse practitioner. The other one is a PA. And they both said the same thing. It's the flu, Dad. Don't get all upset about the flu.
The one guy said he had bronchitis last year, and he would, on a scale of 1 to 10, it would be 8. And he goes, I have this. It's like a 2. It was a little discomfort, but nothing bad. But it depends on your,
once again,
if you've got other
you.
Medical conditions.
You could be the one who dies.
Right. I agree that everything gets blown out of proportion, just like I mentioned, the blizzard in Buffalo's, or a snowstorm's coming, and all of a sudden you go in the supermarket and everything's cleaned out. All the movies are gone. Same type of thing.
All right.
But my number one stock.
Well, I got to get going because the show's over.
All right.
Thanks.
Take care.
Okay.
Thanks for
calling.
Have a good weekend.
So everybody, we always say keep a little powder dry to take advantage of those opportunities. Make sure you're doing your research, and for certain people, depending on your circumstances and everything, this great opportunity is going to be out there. So.
And as Jimmy Griffin would say, get a six pack, stay inside.
Take care.
Happy St. Patrick's.
Right.